A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Of the far west, decided to strike at the heart of the Barbary Coast. In an effort to stamp out the viciousness, Gearson sought for and found the Lone Ranger. This masked rider of mystery, though reluctant to leave the plains and mountains of the cattle country, answered the call and smashed the forces of evil in the Barbary Coast. His work in San Francisco finished, Tonto and the masked man headed north for the gold fields and the land of big timber. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past, from the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boys, faster! Hail, Silver! Hail!
Large, rambling brick building in front of the river near Hartford, Connecticut. Directly over the main entrance, there was a small triangular sign, Colt's Patent Firearms Manufacturing Company. That was the building's official name, but to most everyone in Hartford, it was the Armory, as familiar and well-known as its owner, Mr. Samuel Colt. One morning in early spring, a clerk entered the Armory's private business office.
Someone
had
to see you, Colt.
Wait, that's so... Who is it?
I think you answered a call she
sent
under the bar.
She?
It's Mrs. Penny, sir.
Oh, of course. Tell her to come right in.
Yes. Hello, Colonel Cole.
Mrs. Payne, I needn't tell you how pleased I am that you answered my note in person. Won't you be seated?
Thank you.
I heard only yesterday that you and your young son are going west to join your husband.
I didn't know it myself until I received Gerald's last letter. He's made all the arrangements. Jerry and I will meet him in Independence, Missouri.
Friend, I know you'll have a pleasant trip.
Did you wish to see me about something in particular, Colonel Colt?
Yes, I do. And I'll make my request as brief as possible. As you know, your husband is one of my best friends. I want to send him something. A gift.
Oh, Gerald will be very pleased.
Yeah. Here it is.
A revolver? Plated with silver. Gerald's name engraved on it. Oh, it's a wonderful gift, Colonel Cole.
Oh, more than that, Mrs. Dane. Much more than that. Your husband will understand because he knows the story.
Story?
Well, I've been manufacturing firearms for almost 20 years. In all that time, I've made only 3 guns exactly like the one you have in your hand.
Only 3? Where are the other two?
Well, I'm sorry. That's a secret I can't divulge. But I can tell you that wherever they are, they're leading strength and proof my personal theory about firearms.
That sounds mysterious.
Not at all. It's an idea I've been telling and retelling ever since I made my first gun.
What do you mean?
A fine gun has the same qualities as human intelligence. Directed by a good man, it's a powerful force for law and peace. Directed by a bad man, it becomes an instrument of evil and destruction.
I think I understand. And that's why you're sending it to Gerald. You know he'll use it as...
As those other two silver guns are being used. For law and peace. Tell him to keep it. Always.
I know.
Rather than risk a fine gun like that falling into the hands of the wrong man, I'd prefer to see it at the bottom of the deepest ocean, or buried under the mountain, forever.
I'll tell you everything you said, Colonel Cole. And thank you a thousand times. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Payne. And I wish you and your family all the good luck in the world.
In far-off California, in a secluded camp near the city of San Francisco, the Lone Ranger and Tonto saddled their horses and prepared to ride.
Steady, Silver, steady boy. Hand me my gun belt, Tonto.
Me oil guns and polish them.
Thanks, Kimasabi. Everything packed, Tonto? Good. You big fella.
Where we ride, Kimasabi?
Going north, along the Sacramento River as far as Marysville, and east into the gold fields.
Why we go there?
I'm with Gerson on some mining properties in that district. I promised to look them over.
Oh. Well, me glad to leave city. I do not like city.
Neither do I. Living is much better in the mountains or on the open plains.
Right.
Come on.
Silver, get him up, Scout.
It was about 4 weeks later that Nancy Payne and Jerry, her son, arrived in Independence, Missouri. That afternoon, as though it were matching human events, the sky turned dull and cloudy. Nancy, holding tight to Jerry's hand, stood beside the first mound and wooden headboard of a new grave. A tall, raw-boned man faced them.
Then Pa was really murdered.
That's right. I took care of him. Brought him out here. That's all I could do.
You've been very kind, mister. I'm sorry. I haven't even asked your name.
It's Miller, ma'am. Brett Miller. I guess saying I'm sorry doesn't help much this time, does it?
Yes, it does. You know Gerald, and I'm grateful for your help.
The gambler who killed Pa. Do you know his name?
A sidewinder called Cass Slater. Nobody's seen hide nor hair of him since the shooting.
Cass Slater. I'll remember that name.
Excuse me, ma'am. What are you and the boy going to do? Going back east?
No. No, we can't do that. We haven't any money.
I happen to know your husband was figuring on heading for California. The gold fields.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'm heading that way. I just thought of something.
What do you mean?
My wife passed away about a year ago. I've got a girl about the same age as your boy. You want to go to California, and you'll help take care of her. The boy and you are welcome to ride in my wagon.
Why, I don't know what I can do with Ma. No sense in staying here. True, Jerry.
Of course, I'm a little previous making that suggestion. Truth is, I'm broke. Just as broke as you are. I can't pull out of here till I pay for having my horses shod down at the livery stable. But don't worry, ma'am. I'll find an odd job.
I just thought of something. The only thing I possess that might be worth the money.
What are you talking about?
Here in my purse. Here. It'd be a present to my husband from Colonel Sam Cole. But now...
Hey, that's a mighty fancy shooting iron. Silver plated.
Is it worth any amount of money?
I'd say it's worth plenty. I never saw a gun like this one before.
Is it worth enough to pay your bill at the livery stable?
No, ma'am. I couldn't take it.
Mr. Miller, you just offered to take us to California if I help you take care of your little girl.
Sure, but I...
I'll accept that offer. Providing I'm an equal partner. Take the gun.
Well...
Come on, Mr. Miller. Are we partners?
Sure we are. Shake, partner.
What's on your mind, Forrest? You're running a livery stable?
So you killed a man about a month ago, Cap. You gunned him down in cold blood.
What's that to you?
I happen to know that the sheriff is still looking for a witness to that killing. Now I can tell him one thing or the other.
Hey. Blackmail.
Call it anything you're a mind to. We rode back to town today with gold in your saddlebag. I want some of it. Understand?
You're even pulling a gun on me.
You split it with me, or I take the whole thing.
You dirty little...
After all, the best of them, Cass.
I'll look him over. Anything in his pocket?
No, not a cent. Say, look at this shooting iron. Silver plated.
Bad. Never saw a coat like that one before. Here, give it to me.
Yeah.
It's a real gun. Wonder where Forrest picked it up.
There's a name engraved there on the barrel. Gerald Payne. Who's that?
Gerald Payne. He's the hombre I grilled. Well, let's keep this. You get down to the livery stable and get the horses. We're moving out of this town tonight.
But, Cap, we
can't... I can't alibi two killings only a month apart. Get a move on.
Well, anything you say. Which way are we heading?
West. California. There ought to be a spot for us somewhere in those gold fields around Marysville.
California Sierras. Great country, Nancy.
Oh, more than that, Beth. Big. Wonderful. And somehow, ever since we passed the California line, I feel as though we really belong here.
Sure we belong. I guess if other folks can get gold out of these hills and creeks, the partnership of Payne and Miller can get something too.
Partnership of Payne and Miller? Oh, you've been a real friend, Brett. Very few men in your position would have taken on the added responsibility.
Oh, shucks. It's just the other way around. Very few women would have sold a valuable silver-plated gun to help me and Callista.
That reminds me. I haven't seen Jerry or Callista for over an hour. Where can they be?
Don't worry about those kids. They can take care of themselves. Like as not, they're riding their ponies through the pass up ahead. They'll wait for us. Get along, you critters.
Wait, Jerry.
Whoa. Oh, boy. What's the idea of stopping here? I thought we were going to race.
The view, Jerry. Let's stop for just a minute and enjoy the view. Isn't it heavenly? The mountains are so tall you can hardly see the top. And there's snow on every one of them.
Yeah. There's gold inside of them, too, if we can find it.
Jerry, I think it was the luckiest day of our life when Daddy and I met you and your mother. He's been wonderful to me. Just like my real mother.
Yeah. And your dad has treated me fine, too.
Well, it's no use, Shorty. Could have pulled a tendon. Can't go no further.
Too bad, Cass. My brindle won't carry two of us. Got a fat chance of finding another horse here in the middle of the Sierras.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look up ahead. Just off the trail above the canyon. You got a couple of kids on two ponies?
Yeah.
Come on, we'll hoof it up there. This is where my fancy Colt gun gets me a new horse.
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Into Yuba Canyon, used a proof box.
anything there?
No, nothing.
Well, hey,
what? What is it?
Look, it's a nugget. A nugget as big as my hand.
Nugget? Let me see.
But it's not gold. Why, it's silver.
I never heard of a silver.
Well, that's no nugget. It's a gun. Silver plated gun. Let me see it. It's mine. I found it. I'm going to keep it.
That's what you think. Give me that gun.
No, I am going to get it.
Three shots from a silver plated gun that had lain in the creek bed for 3 weeks. Two of the shots went wild, sending their force against the face of the cliff above the river. The third found its mark in the heart of a miner who searched for gold and found death. That was that, Jerry.
You hear it?
My gunshot. Up the river away.
That's what I thought. Somebody may be in trouble. Come on.
Look! Right over there, next to the blue spot.
Yeah, he's dead. Shot through the heart.
Wonder who he is. He killed him.
Yeah, it's telling, Jerry. There are hundreds of men working along the river here.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Must be where the sun hits that cliff and the reflection of my eyes. See, there's a piece of metal up there. It shines as bright as a dollar.
Yeah.
We'll have to tell this dead man back to Chelsea and tell the sheriff about it. But first, I'm going to look at that cliff face.
I'll climb up with you. There it is, right ahead of you. Looks like a piece of tin can or something.
Oh, Jerry, it's not tin. It's part of the cliff that's been chipped away by a bullet.
A bullet?
Here's the slug buried right beside it.
Beside what?
This shiny spot was fastened down by the river.
You look kind of funny. Are you trying...
Listen, Jerry, I don't know much about mining, but I do know this cliff face is an outcropping of quartz. And this shiny spot is gold. Joe, you've made a strike.
Your name's Slater? Cat Slater?
Well, it might be. What do you want?
All I need is enough money to get to Sacramento. Look, I got a gun here, and I'll give you. A fancy silver-plated...
No, I'm not interested. Wait a minute, let's see that gun.
Yeah. It's worth a lot more than that.
Where'd you get this? Tell me quick.
Will you help me if I tell
you? Oh, I'll give you enough money to leave town. Where did this gun come from?
I found it. Honest, I tell you.
Found it where?
In the creek. In Little Fork. In the river of the bull.
Little Fork? That couldn't be true. What part of the river? Up near Yuba Canyon?
How'd you know?
There. Here's your money.
Thanks, Cass. I don't know how to...
Now get out of here. Don't come back.
Sure. I'm leaving right now.
Yeah. You heard the news? What do you mean? Biggest strike since Sutter's Creek. Late this afternoon up on Middle Fork.
Big one,
huh? Who made it?
The claims registered in two names, Brett Miller and Nancy Payne.
Payne? You sure that's the name?
Yeah. I found out all about them.
He's a widow, and she's a widow. They've each got a young kid. Their names are Jerry and Calista.
Yeah, I remember now.
And the name of the mine is the Gerald Payne. That's the widow's dead husband.
Gerald Payne.
He got killed in some kind of an accident back in Missouri. Yeah. The gun you're holding. Silver plated, just like the one
with the match, Shorty.
This is the same gun.
The same?
Well, I'll be. How did you get it back after that hour of beating the black
man? I know exactly how it happened, and I don't care. I know that Mayor Outlaw did you and me a big favor.
How could he? What do you mean?
The Gerald Payne's the biggest gold strike from Sutter Creek. I'm going to own it.
Own it? How can you...
You're arranging for an accident to happen to four people. And then using this gun to prove a legal relationship to the family.
Within a few days, the Gerald Payne gold mine was producing high-grade ore. Duff Miller and Nancy knew that their fortunes were made. Meanwhile, in a well-hidden camp not far away, the Lone Ranger waited anxiously for Tonto's return from an important trip.
What did you find out, Tonto?
Man in town. Same man who tried to steal horse from Jerry. His name, Cass Slater. Other man, Shorty Rand.
I thought so. Have you been trailing both of them for the past 2 nights?
Ah. Last night they hired plenty blasting powder near Gerald Payne mine.
I don't know what it is, but that is up to some kind of crooked work. You're right up there.
Everybody at the mine tonight.
Everybody? Mr. Miller, Mrs. Payne, Jerry, and Calista.
You have to go there.
All right.
Come on, Silver. Get him up. Come on.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Ranger Incorporated.